اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
When I receive this second type of guidance that is actually allowing me to move along the path and go to higher levels of perfection, how does it affect me? As we progress further on the journey stops being just about knowledge. It's not just about knowing the truth and what actually exists and what the realities are, but the further we go along the path, we can reach a stage where we are now seeing and witnessing those realities. Why is that important for me? Why is it important that I can actually see the reality of things? If I am able to see something rather than just know about it, then that's going to have a much deeper effect on me. Say, for example, you could actually see the hellfire in front of you rather than just know about its existence. When you actually see it, you're going to take a lot more care and take a lot more precaution not to go into that hellfire. And so automatically, the effect that it has on me is a lot stronger, that I'm trying to control myself more and stay away from the muharramat and sinning because that fire is right in front of me and I can see what's going on. Not only that, but if the heaven was in front of us, if I were able to go and see the heaven, then I would be a lot more inclined naturally to go and perform good deeds and achieve that thawab that is going to take me to that. But it's not something that's just to do with the rewards and the punishments. It's something that's there in everyday life. If you hear about a car accident, for example, yes, you will take a bit more caution when you are driving. But if it happens right in front of you, right here, and you see it happen, then you're going to take a lot more caution and you're going to drive a lot more safely because you've seen the detriment that it can cause. We can bring it to the child as well, the way we did last time. When you promise that child that you're going to get a chocolate after you finish eating your food, and they don't want to eat your food, if you just tell them, it may encourage them a little bit. But if you actually show them that sweet or that chocolate, then they can see it, and that's going to affect them and increase their motivation a lot more. We can even take this one stage further. It's not just about the rewards and the punishments, but the actions themselves, as we said, have a reality that we're going to see on that day. The Yawmuddin is the day when the religion is exposed, is revealed to us, and the reality of our actions and the forms that they took will also be manifest for us. And so if we were to see that here in this life by traversing this path and going along the path right here, right now, and getting this second type of taqweeni guidance to allow us to do that, then we would be able to see the effects of our actions right here and right now. The forms that our actions are taking, which will be revealed to everyone after their death, if we were to see them now, then that ugliness of the sin would be in front of our eyes and we would be much more cautious of staying away from it. And the beauty of that good act would also be right there in front of us, and I'd be a lot more encouraged to go after it. And this is one of the reasons that is given in the hadith as to how what isma is. What is isma? One way of interpreting it is that the ma'asumeen, they could see the reality of these actions, these sins and these good deeds. And that is how they were able to keep themselves away from that here. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله. O you who have faith, be wary of Allah and have faith in His Prophet. يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. If you do that, He will grant you double share of His mercy. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ. And He will give you a light to walk by. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And He will forgive you. Allahu ghafurur rahim. Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. Now this nur, yes, there is going to be a day which is known as the day of judgment, the day of retribution, the day of qiyamah, when I am going to be walking and trying to reach that jannah and trying to avoid falling into that jahannam. But as we've already mentioned, that is purely a reflection of what we have in this world. And so this nur that is given for us to walk is not limited to there. It's that nur that we have here that is going to reflect the nur that is on that day. And this is that taqweeni guidance that we are asking for in this verse, so that we can actually see the path and see the realities and thereby go after them.